We are learning Maseches Tainis, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, the last Amud of Maseches Tainis, and we are starting around 12 lines from the bottom Lamed Aleph, the two dots. It's saying the Mishnah, Amrav Shim Ben Gamil, Lo Yehoyu Yom Tovim Li Yisrael, Chamisha Asa Ba'av V'Chuyam Kippurim. There weren't good days in Klai Yisrael, as good as 15th day in Av and in Kippur. So where is Mishnah Yom Kippurim? We understand why it's such a big day and such a happy day. Mishnah the Ispe Slicha U'Mechila, and like the Achrayim speak out, there's two milas for Yom Kippur. First of all, it's Yom Slicha Mechila. And number two, it was the day when the Luchos Achrayim came. We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up after Mount Tabor, he got the first Luchos. He came down Shiva Asar Tamas, he broke the Luchos. And that day also, he destroyed the eagle. The next day also. And then he went off the next day, and 80 days later, because 40 days for davening and 40 days for the second luchos, and it lands up, he came down on the Erev Yom Kippur, the night of Yom Kippur, the day of Yom Kippur, he came down with the luchos on the day of Yom Kippur. And therefore, the Yedei Yom Kippur has two milas to it. First of all, Slicha Mechila, and it's also Shtikla Matan Taira. Like the Gevurah Zvi speaks out, that's why I say Slicha Mechila also, because just luchos Achrayinus, then it's not bigger than Shuas. Then Yom Tovim Shuas should also be Yom Tov like Yom Kippur. Teretz is that also the Maila of Slicha Mechila. So we understand what the godless of Yom Kippur is. El Tesva Ba'av Mahi, what is the Simcha of Tuba of Tesva Ba'av, what is the big Simcha? Amrav Yudam Shmuel, Yoim Shehutru Shvatim Lavei Zevezeh. On this day, Klai Yisrael made the drasha that allowed Shvatim to intermarry with each other. My drash, Zeh Adav HaShashiva Hashem Levnoi Slavchad, Dov Ezeh Lo Yinoi Egel V'Dor Zeh. That means that after Hashem told Moshe that the halacha is, if a person only has daughters, his daughter is Yarshin, so the other Shvatim were worried that the daughters will Yarshin from their father, the Yerusha, and then marry someone from a different Shevet, and all the Nechasim will go to a different Shevet. So Hashem said, no, everyone has to marry their own Shevet. And Lamai said that was a little difficult, everyone could only marry their own Shevet. But later on, they darshan, that was only for the Dar HaMidbar had this halacha. But once they reached Eretz Yisrael, and after the 14 years of Kibush V'Chiluk, then they can marry each other, different Shvatim. And they darshan, Zeh Adav HaShetziva Hashem, Livnoi Slavcha, Adav Azeli, Elo Noyeg, Adar Zeh, only for that Dar. But that was a big simcha. And since that was a big simcha, that was Yontiv on Tesvavav. That's the first pshat in the Gemara. More than a few pshatim, and what the simcha of Tesvavav was. Zog the Gemara, another pshat. Rav Yosef and Rav Nachman. Yoyim Shehuta Shevet B'yom Lav V'Kal. A different simcha. The simcha was that was a day that Shevet B'yom was mutter to come V'Kal. Shenema, there's a whole story in Parish, in the Sefer Shoftim about Pelegesh B'Giva. There was a story where the Bnei Belial of Sheva B'Yamin, they landed with killing a certain Pelegesh, and all the other Shvatim were very angry at them, and they made a shvuah, they're not going to marry into B'Yamin's family. And the Maisa, that they said afterwards that that's only for their dar, but for their children are allowed to marry into B'Yamin's family. And they darshan for the apostolic, Shanamav Ish Yisrael Nishpa V'Mitzpah Leymar Ish V'Menu La'itein B'Yitei L'V'Yamin. None of us are to give from our children to B'yamin, daughters to B'yamin. Leisha, my drash, what the drash? And Rav, menu only from us, but from our children, yes, they will be able to do it. And once they darshan that, there was hutta, that shua, that was a big simcha. That's shot number two. Shot number three. Then the first speak out, they don't argue, they're all true. All these things are true. Rav Barachan of Yechron, Yoyim Shekalu Ba Mesa Midbar. This day, Tesva Bav, was a day that the Mesa Midbar stopped dying. And the Amamar, what was so special about that? The Amamar, like, Kolu Mesa Midbar, like, Hoya Dibra in Moshe. Until the Mesa Midbar died, the Dibra was not Meyuchid in Moshe. Shnema, Vayi Kasha Tamu, Kol Anshim Chama, Lomus. When all the people of Mesa Midbar died, Vayi Dabra Hashem, Eli Hoya Dibra. Then the Dibra was Meyuchid for Moshe, that was the first time in the years. Now, what exactly does that mean? Yoyim Shekalu Mesa Midbar. So Rashi brings down from Medrash and Eicha that we know when the Yidden did the Meraglim, Hashem made a Shvuah that anyone who is there, they're going to be 40 years in the Midbar, and everyone who is 20 years old and up is going to die and not go into Eretz Yisrael besides Shekalu Ben Yefuna and Yeshua Ben Nun. That's it. And every year, Zok the Medrash, They used to go on Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av, everyone used to go dig a grave and go climb into a grave. And then the next morning, whoever woke up was alive, climbed out, and the other people died. And every year, if you Tosfos Cheshbon, around 21,000 people died every single year. And that year, the last year also, Tisha B'Av, everyone went in. And the next morning, they woke up, everyone was alive. And but they weren't sure, maybe they got Tisha B'Av wrong, because they don't have exact, mamish calendars. So they waited until Tesva B'Av, when they saw a full moon, then they knew for sure Tisha B'Av passed. And Tu B'Av, they saw that they didn't die, they climbed out, they knew all the Meisei Midbar died. That's Rashi's pshat, Tosfos pshat here also. What?
They knew practically who was.
They knew it was 20 off. That's a good question. And therefore, so some say that that year, even those who were 20, who were supposed to die didn't die, which that's Tosfos, Rabbi and Tam says that in Tosfos about Basra, but the kash on that is, Hashem said no one's going to live besides Kalei Fulim and Shuvanun. So there is a Briska Rav who says that besides for everyone over 20 died, anyone under 13 did not die, but between 13 and 20, it depends. If they were part of the Meraglim, they complained with the Meraglim, they also died. Mashenkin, if not, they didn't die. So those people were saved, Taka. Either under 20, so it wasn't part of the Shua that Hashem made, but it's Komen Atzai, lo yiru'ua, like the Pasuk says, like the Brisker Rav in Parashat Shlach, that the Kubi was them who weren't sure they're going to die. But like upon him, this is the way it was. And then it came, and Tesva B'Av, they found out everything was done. And Agamar's Mashma, the Vart is also that the thing was not that they stopped dying, because they stopped dying, they're supposed to die. The thing was that now the dibur was meyuchet Hashem, edaba Hashem elai haya dibur. So that's a third shot in Tesva B'Av. Ula Amar Yom Shebitol Hosheya ben Ela Pridusayis Shehoshi Yeravam ben Avot al Hadrachim. We know that Yeravam ben Avot was the first Melech Yisrael. There used to be only one Melech over Klal Yisrael, starting from Shaul, then David HaMelech, then Shlomo HaMelech. After Shlomo HaMelech, his son was Yerachavam, the Malchus was split. There was Malchus Yehuda, which is B'yamin and Yehuda, and there was Malchus Yisrael, which was the rest of all the 10 Shvatim. And Yeravam ben Avot was the Melech al Yisrael. And Yeravam ben Avot did not want people to go be Oyle Regal up to Yerushalayim, and therefore he put guards, they shouldn't go up to Yerushalayim, they should go instead to, he had some places where there was the Bnei Zara, Egel, you go there, don't go up to Yerushalayim. And he put guards. When Hosheya ben Ela became the king, he changed it. There, he said that he took away the guards, and he said, you go wherever you want. V'aymer, so let's read inside. Shahishiv Rav Menavot Al Drachim, Shlayal Yisrael Regal, Vamala Eza Shiyir Tzu Yala. And Hosheya said, you can go wherever you want. And the Pasuk says about Hosheya that Vayas Hara Abeni Hashem, Rak Loikim Malchi Yisrael. He wasn't a good king. Why wasn't he a good king? He said, go wherever you want. Shouldn't have said that. You have to go. She got rid of Yisrael. Only go to the Regal. But he's not like Loikim Malchi Yisrael, Rak Loikim Malchi Yisrael, because the Maaseh took away the guards. He let you go up if you wanted. You had the option to go up your other Regal. And that day, he took away the guards. It was a big simcha. So already you have the fourth pshat in what's so good about Tesva B'Av. Rav Masta Omer, Yoyim Shenitnu Haruge Beitar LaKvura. The Haruge Beitar happened 52 years after the Churban Abayis. That at that time, the Klal Yisrael made a major revolt against the Romans, led by Bar Kochva, and Rabbi Kiva even thought that he was Mashiach. And Lamaisa, the Romans quelled the rebellion and squashed the rebellion, and they killed them all out. And for years, the general used all those bodies as a fence around his vineyard and did not let them be buried. And only after he died, they let them be buried. And that day they were allowed to be buried was on Tesva B'Av. Amar Rav Masna, when the Aruge Beita were allowed to be buried, Tiknu B'Yaveh, the Misakin and Yavne, the Bracha of Hatoiv V'Hametiv. What's the two brachas? What's two parts of it? Hatoiv Shelo Yisrichu. First bracha to Hashem is the good Shelo Yisrichu, that the bodies didn't decompose, they're still royal L'Kvura. V'Hametiv Shenitnu L'Kvura. And the second part of bracha is that they the kvura. So two parts, atoyv ametiv. And that day when this kvura happened was tesva b'av. Now the bracha atoyv ametiv, we also say on wine. So Tosfos asks, like, why did that go on wine? Zok Tosfos lefi shahoyu kmei geder bekerem v'leinisuchu. Like we spoke out, they used the bodies as a fence around the vineyard. So has shaychus to wine, to kerem, And that's why when we drink wine, we make the bracha of a toiva ameitiv. So that already was the fifth pshat of the first. The first pshat was the mutar married al shvatim, second pshat v'yamin, third pshat kol ha'meis ha'midbar, fourth pshat they took away the guards to el regel, and fifth pshat is the haruge beit v'kvura. Now up to the sixth and final pshat. Rabbah, all six are true, and that is why it's yom tovim. It's more than a regular yom tov. That's six things in one day. Rabbah veis yom tovayu yom shepasku v'lichros etzim l'aracha. That was the day they stopped cutting wood for the maracha. The Tanya, like under the Brisa, Rabbi Eliezer Goyda Omer, Mechamish Asabav Eilech, Toshash Koyachash Achavma. The sun is not strong anymore. They didn't cut Eitzim for the Maracha anymore because the Eitzim had to be very dry. It couldn't have any water in it. And if the sun can't dry it, so worried about worms. If it's a wet piece of wood, they're worried about worms, and that makes a puzzle for the Mizbeh. And so after that, they didn't cut Eitzim Maracha anymore. It's any evasion. They don't dry good. Amar Rav Nasha v'Karli, they call that day Yom Tvar Magal, the day we break the sickle. Now, what's the big simcha? They finished being cutting the Eitzim. Like, what's the big deal? They finished cutting the Eitzim. Gvaldi, what's the big yontif? So Zokta Rashbam and Bava Basra, they have a single more about Basra. The Rashbam Bava Basra says that the simcha was that they finished this mitzvah. Fisha Oysa Yom Hoy Mashlimim Mitzvah Gedoy L'Kazoyis. That's Lashon Rashbam and Masech Baz Basra. It was a big simcha because that day they finished a big mitzvah. Now, the Rebbe Gershom says a very famous pshat. He says, you know why? Mekam ve'elach masif alasik v'tayr. You know it's a big day after Tesvav Av? Because now you have more time to learn Torah. You don't have to work anymore. You don't have to cut the eitz anymore. There's more time to learn Torah. That's the way you make a big simcha. When you have more time to learn Torah, then it's a big simcha of Tesvav Av. And Mekam ve'elach, more really mentions like a Meramis thing. Mekam ve'elach, after this day, Tesvav Av, the nights get a little longer. The Moisif, someone who learns more at night, Yosef, he'll live longer. With the Loy Moisif, and if he doesn't learn more at night, Yosef is the Gersa, or Yosef, and my Yosef, I'm Rav Yosef, Tikbre Imeim. His mother should bury him, which means that if he doesn't learn Torah, then he's going to die before his man, he's going to die before he's supposed to, if he doesn't learn extra at night. It's pretty strong words here. And the reason, because it says in the Pasuk, Yehem Chayed Varechimeinu, it says, it's your life. So if you learn more, you get more life. If you learn less, you get less life. And before we figure out why Tikbre Ime, why the mother? Because they say the father is Chayv and Puruvus. He has to have children. The mother is not Chayv and Puruvus. For her, the schus of children is, because she takes them to learn Torah. Her schus is her, they learn Torah. If they don't learn Torah, Tikbre Ime. That's why it's better to learn more. So I think about Ravaita. Send our Mishnah. That on Tesvav Av and Yom Kippur was a very happy day, and therefore the Bnei Yisrael used to go out and circle in the vineyards, and they used to say whatever they used to say, and they used to wear, we'll see in a second, and they used to wear Kli Lavan She'ulim borrowed, to shouldn't embarrass those who don't have, and all the Kelim need Tvila. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Tana Rabbana, Bas Melech She'ales and Bas Kohen Gadol. A Bas Melech borrows from someone lower than her, the daughter of a Kohen Gadol, the highest status. In Yiddishkeit is the Melech, the king. The second is Kohen Gadol. Bas Kohen Gadol, Bas Gan. From the second Kohen Gadol, Skan, who takes over Kohen Gadol in case he gets Tomei or something happens to him. Bas Gan and Bas Meshuach, Mechamah. The Meshuach Mechamah is one who called out certain things by the Mechamah. He was the next level. The Rishash asked that some places find Meshuach is bigger than Skan, I in the Rishash. Bas Meshuach Mechamah, Bas Kohen Hedit. That the next level is Kohen Hedit. V'chol Yisrael Shum Zamazah. They borrow from each other. Kadesh lo yisbayish es misha ein lo. Shouldn't embarrass someone doesn't have it. Someone does not have nice clothing. Therefore, they borrow from each other, and therefore, no one will be embarrassed. What? From the Israelim, from Israel. And you see, in Israelim, everyone has the same status because the only things that make someone's status is a ruchni sticker status, a melech, a kohen gadol, a mishum chama, a kohen. Yeah. Kol hakeim to unim tvila. All the kelim need tefila. Even if you're taking clothing out of the drawer, still needs tefila. And what's the reason? The reason is, of course, levayish. Don't shouldn't be respired. Someone who has to be tefila. No one know who's tummy, who's not tummy, who's a nida, who's not. Therefore, anything you take, you tefila it. Then it says, "Bnei Yisrael yoytzes v'chalas b'kramim." The Bnei Yisrael go circle in the kramim in the vineyards. Tana. Misha Ingla Isha Nifdal Sham. Whoever didn't have a wife went there to pick out a wife. And it says in the Mishnah, Yechesis Behem Hayyomer is Bachar. Don't look at the Yoifi, look at the Mishpacha. And the Gemara elaborates on this. Tanar Banan. Yafi Yoyis Shabam, the ones who looked good, Ma Yoimaris, Tnuay Nechem Yoifi. Look at the Yoifi, Shein Isha El Yoifi, Aish is only Le Yoifi. Now, other Mepharshim say it means Yoifi and Midois, but Pashim Shalom means Le Yoifi. Miyaches Shabam, the ones who weren't so Yafa, they had a good Yichas. Ma Yoimaris, what do they say? Tnuay Nechem Mishpacha, look at the Yichas. Fishein Isha El Abanim. A wife is only for children, and children are have a good, you know, step ahead if they have good yichas. So marry us, you know, you're gonna have, or your children, matter if they look good or not good, they have yichas. If they're yichas, they're already something. Mecharis behem ayemers, the ones who did not look pretty at all, what do they say? Kichu mechem shem shemayim, marry me l'shem shemayim. It's a mitzvah to marry. Uvash tatuni bezuvim. And but so Rashi says it's a milsav alma, but give them nice jewelry or give them nice clothing in order to make them look good. Omer Ula Bira Omer Rav Elazar. Osed Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lases Machol LaTzadikim. La Osed Lavoi, Hashem will make a circle for the tzadikim. Hu Yeshev BeGan Eden, Beinehem BeGan Eden, and he sits in middle, in between them in Gan Eden. Like the Mepharshim speak out that tzadikim means tzadikim from every single type of yid. You know, the Hasidim with the Svardim, with the Ashkenazim, with the any all tzaddikim, they're all going to be equally around with Hashem in the middle. A circle, the Goyin says, is always everyone's equal distance to the middle, and they're all going to sit around the Hashem b'Gan Eden. They're all going to be the same level. They're going to point to Hashem. Zeh Hashem kivinu loy. This is our Hashem, and we are all equal. And la'os lavu shvizayich etaka. To the days of Osid Akoris Baruch Hu, Lasos Mochel Atzadikim, Hadra Aloch B'Shloish Aprokim, V'Sichlo Mesechtes Tainis B'Li Nedev, those who finished it, Mazel Tov.